Well, this weekend, former UFC fighter Francis Ngannou is taking to the ring to take on one of boxing's best, Tyson Fury. And today, I'm partnering with DraftKings to bring all new customers an offer to allow you to get in on the action. In fact, right now, new customers who bet $5 get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings app, use my promo code TLS, and sign up.
It's the last stand. And here is your host, Brian Custer.
That's right. It is the last stand. I'm Brian Custer. We bring you the biggest names in the sport. And joining me today is one of the top fighters in the sport of boxing and at 168 pounds. He's known as the Mexican Monster, El Monstro. Got a new name. David Benavidez, what's up?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, bro?
Man, it's great to see you again.
Nice to see you always.
So November 25th, Showtime pay-per-view. Fighting Demetrius Andrade.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why.
Because it's the toughest fight in the division for me right now. You know, Canelo's doing his own thing. I was a number one contender for 2 years, but, you know, he's doing whatever he's doing. So now I just want to make a lane for myself and fight the best fighters I could possibly fight. Demetrius Andrade, he's a great fighter, very technical, very sneaky. So I think this is going to be a great test for myself, but I am going to come out victorious.
Yeah, and tell me, because so many of you guys, Andrade's been chasing Canelo for a long time, too. Is it now where you're at the point where you're like, you know what? If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. I'm just going to keep plugging forward.
Yeah, basically. You know, like I said, I wanted to make my own lane. I don't want to just keep waiting for a fight with Canelo. I mean, when it happens, great. Want to be more than ready for it. But right now, like I said, I want to fight the best fighters. I want to get my own experience. You know, I'm fighting my own pay-per-views now without Canelo. So, you know, I'm making my own lane, you know, and I'm going to be the best, the greatest fighter of my generation.
Do you think that now that he has signed on with the PBC, there's a better chance that you get that fight now?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a better chance of making this fight happen. I think it was a 3-fight deal, so we'll see what happens. But like I said, at the end of the day, my mind isn't 100% focused on Canelo. My mind is dominating the 168-pound division.
So in your last fight, You get the win over your longtime rival in Caleb Plant, who, by the way, told us on the last stand he wants a rematch. He certainly won a lot of the early rounds, and then you took over really in the second half of the fight. What'd you think about your performance?
I thought it was a great performance. To be honest with you, I'm a little upset at myself that I didn't get the stoppage. You know, I think if we would have done some things a little bit different, we would have got it. But it was a great fight overall. I feel like it lived up to the hype.
Yep.
We gave the fans a massive fight, a massive event, and a fight for the yearbooks to remember. And like I said, we won the fight, but ultimately, Caleb Plant won my respect, too.
Oh, nice. Now, people wrote all about that fight. And I want you to, Boxing News wrote, talking about you. Talking about you, and they say it was obvious, talking about you here, that he killed himself making weight. His face looked drawn, his body emaciated. It's time he move up to 175. Your thoughts?
They've been saying that since I've been fighting at 168. They always say that, but that's the process of making weight. If I killed myself to make weight, I wouldn't have looked how I looked in the fight. You know, especially later on in the rounds, my endurance came out. You know, I dominated the second half of the fight, so how could they say I killed myself making weight?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have been at this weight class for a long time, you know, but this is a sacrifice I had to make the biggest fights happen. You know, I'm barely 26 years old, so I'm getting stronger. I think a move up to 175 is coming soon, but not right now.
And when you mean that, what does that mean, coming soon?
Probably like in 3 or 4 fights. Okay. I just want to get the best fights I could get at this weight class. Like I said, it's a sacrifice, man. I've been here trying to get the biggest fights, and now that I finally get my own pay-per-views, you know, I'm going to fight the best fighters at 168. You know, I feel like I have 15 years left in my professional career. I already got 10, so I got another 15. So, with patience, you know, patience, I'm going to get up to 175.
I'm sure you already seen it. Tim Bradley has been talking about the fight with Andrade, and I'm quoting him. Quote, Benavidez looked horrible in his last fight against Caleb Plant last March, getting out boxing the early going, taking over in the second half of the fight, only because Caleb Plant gassed out down the stretch of the contest. Boo-Boo Andrade, who is a better boxer, who's got more power, I think he can expose David Benavidez.
Well, that's why we fight the fights at the end of the day, right? You know, I don't really care about what Tim Bradley has to say about me. You know, at the end of the day, if Caleb Plant outboxed me, you know, maybe his gas tank should have been a little bit better, and he should have beat me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tim Bradley knows better than everybody, you know what I mean? So There's always going to be critics. People are going to say what they want to say. But at the end of the day, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I love what I do, and I'm going to work hard. I'm going to continue to work hard.
How is it training for this fight? Is it similar to them playing only, obviously, southpaw? Because yeah. That's different. Is it somewhat similar?
Yeah, it's somewhat similar. He does things different than Caleb Plant. But, you know, it's mostly the same fight. It's me. It's going to be me trying to go hunt down the fighter. So it's going to be a great fight, man. I'm excited for the good fights. This is what really motivates me, great fights. And I've been training like an animal. You know, I've been training like a monster, so I'm ready for what comes my way.
Okay, now, do you believe that you got to have, like, a spectacular performance, considering the Canelo fight could be on the horizon, to lure him in now, especially against a guy who been wanting Canelo as well? Do you say, look, I knocked this guy out. Canelo, let's go.
Yeah, I feel like right now all the fights are the biggest fight. All my upcoming fights are the biggest fights of my career. So I gotta show out every single fight. But at the end of the day, I work extremely hard. This is what I love to do. This is my passion. And I think with that, when you have a passion for your sport, you ultimately get better. And no matter what, if it's a big fight or not, and I've been working extremely hard, and you know, I'm going in there to make a splash like how all my fights have been. Yeah. You know, you ask me the same question every time you know, and all the fights are like the previous fights. You know, I go in there and I do what I got to do.
What'd you think of his performance against Charlo? And he said afterwards that finally I'm healthy and I showed everybody that I'm pound for pound best fighter in the world.
I thought it was a good performance. I'm not going to come on here and criticize Canelo. I think he did what he had to do. It was a good fight. And he got the victory.
Well, if you're a longtime listener or been watching the program for a long time, you know I've been taking AG1 for a few years now. And I tell you what, I feel great. I feel stronger. I have more focus, more energy. My gut health is so much better. That's because I started taking AG1 on a daily basis. And AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal need, like gut optimization, stress management. It has immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition. You know what that means? That means they continuously redefine their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every scoop contains a probiotic, a digestive enzyme for gut support, magnesium. It has B vitamins for energy support, and so much more. Look, if you want to take ownership of your health, you got to start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, K2, and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you've got to do is go to drinkag1/last stand. Again, drinkag1/last stand and check it out. Trust me, you'll love it.
Your father talked about, he said to him, he looked good. He went in there, his conditioning looked good, but I don't think the power isn't there anymore. He had a lot of opportunities to finish Charlo, but he never really hurt him. Canelo couldn't finish.
Yeah, and it was, he's fighting in an 18x18 ring. You know, Charlo didn't really have any room to move. He didn't really throw that much either. So I was expecting him to get a knockout, but he couldn't get a knockout. I don't know. Maybe his power is going away. I don't know.
How interested are you to see how his brother, Jermall Charlo, looks, considering he's fighting your brother?
It's going to be a great fight, man. I'm excited. My brother's been working extremely hard. And my brother's going to pull one of the biggest upsets of this year because I know he's going to go in there and beat Charlo.
Really? I love that. What'd you make of Caleb Plant smacking Jermall Charlo?
I don't want to get in between whatever they got going on, but it was kind of crazy, bro, to be honest with you. I don't know. It was. I'm not going to say it was. It was funny. I'm not going to lie. It was funny. But, I mean, he has to go redeem himself. I mean, if I got slapped like that, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah. I love that. By the way, Plant says he wants Charlo next.
Yeah.
You know the deal. We let people submit questions. We got a number of them for you. EG Boxing asks, how has Al Haymon promised you the Canelo fight next?
No, he hasn't promised me anything. I feel like Canelo, you know, he really runs the show. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they can't promise me something and then something happens where it doesn't happen. So, obviously, he signed a 3-fight deal. So, I mean, this is the name of the game is patience.
Yeah.
You know, so we're just patiently waiting. But we're fighting great fighters in the meantime.
Richie asks, do you think Canelo will retire without ever fighting you? And would that affect his legacy, knowing it's the fight everybody's wanting?
I think it would definitely affect his legacy. I don't think he retires without fighting me, because Canelo, he's a warrior. You know, he's a warrior, and he's not gonna... He takes challenges. You know, you can say whatever you want about him, but he takes challenges. I think the thing is that he moves at when he wants to move, at his time. So I feel like the fight's gonna happen just when he wants it to happen.
JW asks, what's the difference preparing for Boo Boo compared to Plant?
The difference from comparing to Boo Boo to Plant, obviously, the southpaw. And it's everybody has their own flaws. Every different fighter, there's something, if you study him enough, there's stuff that you see that they do that they have different habits and different punches land on them. So it's just, every fighter is different, you know what I mean? But they're, technically, they're the same fighter. You know, they use the ring around a lot. You know, they set a lot of traps, they set a lot of baits. So he's more of a boxer, he's not a puncher.
This last one asks, are there any plans on you moving up after the Andrade and Canelo fight to 175? And do you have any interest in fighting Beterbiev or Bivol?
Yeah, I definitely do want to fight Bivol when I get to 175. We had a lot of great sparring sessions, me and that guy, so I feel like it's time for us to show the world.
Really?
I sparred him a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a good fighter.
Those are wars?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I know when we give the fans that fight, it's going to be a legendary fight.
I love it. All right, here we go. We let the last segment of the show. It is the last, Dan. I got a series of questions. Just give me the first thing that comes to your mind. In your heart of heart, do you believe Canelo really wants to fight you?
Yes.
Okay. Biggest threat to the undisputed super middleweight title not named David Benavidez?
David Morrell.
Do you believe your world title will come at 168 or at 175?
Both. 168, then 175.
I like it. Who do you believe is pound for pound best fighter in the world right now?
I got to give my top three. Inoue, okay. Terrence Crawford, and Usyk.
Wow. Were you surprised of Crawford's performance against Spence?
I was surprised. It was a great fight. You know, I know both men, you know, so it was a great fight. But it was a great performance by Crawford.
Who is your favorite fighter? Who's the guy, David Benavidez? Like, people always say, man, I love watching David Benavidez
Oh,
fight.
Now or?
Now.
Now?
Like, when you say, man, I got to watch this guy fight, man.
So, be honest with you, I like watching everybody fight. I like Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis, Boots, Ennis. Rolly, Usyk. Everybody. Okay. I'm a fan of boxing. At the end of the day, I love watching everybody.
Last but not least, biggest fight for David Benavidez at 168, not named Canelo Alvarez.
The biggest fight with me at 168 would be, there's two of them, Jaime Munguia and David Morrell.
I like that. God dang, I like that. So, you know, here's the one thing I like about talking about you, because David Benavidez is always going to tell you the truth. Other cats are like, tell you all kind of... You just shoot it straight.
At the end of the day, I feel like we have to give the respect to boxing. And then when I answer questions, when you ask me, I have to answer them honestly, 100% honest. I kind of let ego and character, I get it out the way. But when we're talking boxing, I want the fans to really know what I'm talking about, me being really honest.
We'll wrap it up with this. When you gone to sleep at night and thought about this fight, do you think it ends in a stoppage or it goes the distance?
I want this fight to end in a stoppage. No, it will end in a stoppage. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to stop Demetrius Andrade. Like I said, I'm going to go out there do what I do. You know, they call me the Mexican monster for a reason.
You're right. And I tell you what, he is a beast at 168. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Good luck.
I can't wait to see you on Showtime pay-per-view.
Thank you.
Listen, that's what we do here on The Last Stand. We bring the biggest names in the sport. And at 168, this guy's right here at the top, David Benavidez. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next week.